are live. Welcome to Red 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 Zone Podcast. My name is Willie. You can find me on Twitter at Live On That Swing. Joining me today, I've got my two lovely, lovely co-hosts joining me. Why don't you two introduce yourselves?
Hello, hello. It's Mac again. You can find me on Twitter at AZSportsFiend. That's F-I-E-N. Thank you guys for all joining us on the number one comedic Cardinals podcast of all time. One and only, one and only.
And it's Jackie. You can find me on Twitter at JSanDiego, activated off of COVID IR. What's up, everybody?
Glad you're feeling better, Jackie. Glad the youngin's feeling good, too. I was worried about you, and I'm glad y'all are doing all right.
Yeah, luckily, it's her, not me. But she's doing good. I was supposed to be in New York, but those plans got canceled so I could stay home with her. But she's feeling better enough for me to jump on with you guys. So let's get into it.
It was really nice of the Jets to win a game in you guys' honor.
Right? Yeah.
Jets and Giants. Look at you two. You New Yorkers.
Oh, New York.
Speaking of which, you didn't tell me who won Pick'ems this week.
Oh, I'm currently in the middle of going through that right now as we speak. So thank you for asking. Get back with me when Pick'ems start and I will have a winner.
Fair enough. This game was a hard one to watch. I know that's not exactly a consensus opinion, but it felt stagnant for a lot of the game. I felt like we were going nowhere for that first half, and I really hate that the second we get out of that script is the second we turn it on. And you can always tell that. I mean, I think that's the entire reason our first quarter woes are the way that they are, because you got to figure, if it's first quarter and you got a defense as bad as yours is, you're probably getting like three or four drives in the first quarter, and that's why you're not scoring, because you're going three and out every single drive because Cliff can't fucking devise a game plan worth a damn. This team right now is so hot and cold that I just can't make sense of it. Because when this team is firing on all cylinders, it's lovely. You're like, yeah, Kyler Murray, he's a top 10 guy. You know, this team is something special. Once D-Hop's here, it's going to be great. But then you watch that first quarter, and it's just like, why on earth would anybody subject themselves to this? Why is anybody a fan of this? Why am I still a fan of this? And why hasn't every single person under the sun on this team been fired?
Well, let's not bury the lead. What was it announced today that Matt Amendola was
fucking
back
bum,
to
by
the
way. Fucking bum. Oh my God. I fucking hate this guy. Okay, so this guy in his career leading up to this game, you want to know his fucking field goal percentage? Take a guess. I want to hear
40.
It.
40?
No. 69.6.
Oh, I was going to say 69, but it seemed too high. Fuck.
69.6.
Right.
On the waivers, Rodrigo Blankenship, 83.3%. Yeah, he's got some fucking yips or whatever. Who the fuck cares? We signed a bum over a guy with fucking precedent. And there were better guys than that, too. Brian Johnson. I know he's not exactly a fucking known commodity, but he was a guy who came in last year for the Saints and for Washington, attempted 10 field goals, made all 10, 100% efficiency. And we did not sign him.
You know, when you said last week in our group chat that Amendola was coming in, I totally thought it was Danny Amendola. I was at work, and I'm like, why the fuck are we bringing a washed fucking wide receiver? Well, apparently they brought in a washed kicker, so hopefully Matt Prater can get back healthy soon.
Can you even say washed if he was always shit?
Yeah,
to be washed, you have to have some level of success.
Yeah, and what, this is his second time this season for two different teams missing a chance at a game-tying field goal late in regulation. It was brutal. It was hard. That whole last drive, because you know Cardinals aren't trying to settle for a field goal there. I mean, they are getting up to try to spike the ball, and that was fucking crazy. I don't know how that happens with Cliff up being right there on the sideline. You can see the chains aren't moving, and you're telling them to spike it.
Yeah,
there's just so it just kind of epitomized this whole start and this kind of this past off season. It's just kind of been a shit show, and you know, one more week we got Seattle coming up, and hopefully we can right the ship a little bit before DeAndre Hopkins gets back. What was that, Thursday night versus the Saints? You were saying,
yeah, Thursday night versus the Saints next week. You can really tell that people have some fucking agendas about this game, because there are so many people quick to blame Murray for taking that slide and trusting the scoreboard. I mean, if you're in a rush and you're already got your mind made up, you see the scoreboard first down. He had 20 seconds left. He thought it was
you gotta get that fucking first down, though. If you're sliding and you're not going head first and basically the game on the line, you have to get that first down.
But so many people are quick to crucify Kyler for this loss when Matt Amendola couldn't make a straight-legged 40-yard kick. There are middle schoolers who make that kick.
Yeah, but I mean, at the end of the day, you're relying on a game tying field goal.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, you shouldn't have put yourself in a position to rely on that bum ass kicker to make that kick. But to be fair, I watching at home. Of course, I'm watching on a fucking iPad. But I thought he had the first down, and I mean, it's not like for the casuals out there, let it be known that yellow line you see on the TV, it's not there on the field. Okay. So if you saw it, that he didn't get it, just remember that he doesn't have that yellow line to see on the field. But no, it's – I guess you could chalk this loss up to, like, that big fucking oops in the last 2 minutes of the game. But there was a lot of positive things that you can take away from this. I know people don't want to hear it or they think I'm a homer.
I know we came in and played well against a great team, but we still lost in such a humiliating fashion that I can't help but feel bummed.
Yeah, it's a heartbreaker, because that would have definitely, like, got us out of the mud and put the league on notice. You know, this was we fumbled the bag in a statement game.
So that was 9 in a row at home, or is it 8?
Eight, I believe it's 8.
No. I saw a stat today that made me shake my head. Apparently, in our last 35 home games, we've only got 10 wins.
Jesus Christ. Oh, Jinx, you owe me cocaine.
A beer? Yes. Oh, okay.
Yep. Yeah, beer works, too. I've only got 3 tonight, so it's going to be a short one, folks. No, that's – I mean, it's crazy to think how bad the home woes are than how good we've been on the road. What are we on the road? Like 12-1 in our last 13 games, so – it's kind of hard to put your finger on it. I think, like Jackie said, there are positives, and the positives, I think you have to start and end with probably the defense. It was disappointing. They weren't able to get off the field on that last drive. You know, Eagles were able to march it down, eat up 7 minutes worth of cock, as my autocorrect said on Twitter. But for them to still hold them to a field goal, give the Cardinals a chance. We've seen Kyler come down with less time remaining on the clock to end halves and end games and get the job done. And it was just an unfortunate, you know, set of events. But we do, I think another positive is Hollywood Brown. That connection seems to be kind of flourishing. I know he had a drop earlier in the game. But it's nice to see Hollywood Brown come out there and, you know, 14 catches last week. This week he finds the end zone on a stellar fucking play. That kind of reminded me of, was it D-Hop versus the Browns last year? Was that where he caught it like at the 10 or something and spun away and ran to the end zone? But other than that, I don't know. What's the latest update on James Conner? Have you guys heard?
I haven't heard anything. I do know Jarrell Williams is out for Sunday. We've tried a bunch of we signed like one or two running backs that I'm vaguely familiar with, but I don't know anything really about them. Corey Clement was the one that I remember.
Tyshawn Williams. Yeah, I mean, they're guys. You know, Benjamin and Keontae Ingram, I would imagine, would handle the bulk of the duties, hopefully. I thought Eno looked good as well, especially on that TD. So, you know, we're 1 week away from DeAndre Hopkins getting back. You know, 2 and 3 could have been much different, be 3-2 right now, but you just have to look forward. And at the end of the day, we are in a pretty mediocre division when you look around, with the 49ers, you know, leading the way, them also being 3-2. So everything's still right in front of us.
Winning.
Play the Niners twice, Seahawks twice. But the Seahawks game, I mean, if you would have told me Geno Smith would have more 300-yard passing games and Kyler Murray through 5 weeks, I would have slapped the shit out of you. But here we are. So
winning,
I like our chances with our defense at the very least against Seattle.
winning on Sunday is going to be crucial for this team, because if we do not win, I mean, the Rams are playing, I think they're playing the Falcons this week, and the Niners are playing, let's see. All right, so it's Rams, Panthers, Niners, Falcons this weekend. And the Rams have been hot doo-doo water the last few games. Matt Stafford is a fucking bum, and I keep telling people that. But here's the thing. It's my turn to revel in Panthers fans' misery. Matt Rhule got fired.
I know your hate boner is through the roof right now. Rejoin William.
Between your cheeks real tight.
And you want to know what's even better? They brought in our boy Steve Wilks to be their coach for the rest of the year. And now we're going to have people like who are talking all this shit like, oh, you guys shouldn't have fired him. Oh, it's you know, agenda, whatever. They're going to eat a lot of crow.
Yeah, the one thing he will do, though, is he'll run that ball right up the middle. So,
C-Mac.
Christian McCaffrey.
C-Mac's going to fucking die.
That was the same day that Josh Rosen got released from the Browns practice squad too. So it all comes full circle, folks. When you're an Arizona Cardinal or shit, just an Arizona sports fan in general, yeah. Never a dull moment.
But yeah, I just wanted to take a moment and revel in that because Panthers are fucking bums, and the whole franchise is a bum franchise. It's gonna be really fun when he moves that team to fucking St. Louis.
Yeah, when you said last week that, you know, you might not be able to be on the podcast, and I heard Matt Rhule got fired, I'm like, there's no way he's fucking missing it.
Oh,
he'll
no.
He'll be here.
It could be.
He could start his own Matt Rhule hate show.
It could
probably
be.
Probably already does.
It could be the day of my wedding, and if I found out that Panthers were having their downfall, I would drop everything.
So, but do you think Matt Rhule's going to be the next ASU coach or what?
Oh, God, I hope not. He screams Nebraska to me. Try hard white guy who's like really, really bringing it to the kids or whatever. Yeah, no, that's Nebraska. By the way, I didn't get a chance to say this in the Panthers episode, but it's too funny for me not to just say it now. There is a foundation that the Panthers have. You know, the Panthers' whole motto is keep pounding, and they're called, they have like this foundation that goes out and helps these underprivileged kids or whatever. It's called the Keep Pounding Kids. And I was no.
Is there a comma there? I hope.
No, there is not.
Oh my God.
Hide your children.
Yeah.
Hide your kids.
Jesus.
Oh my God. I saw that on the video board and I fucking died. Oh my God. But yeah, I wanted to say that. Yeah,
well,
we are.
As Matt Rhule in ASU, I do think there are worse, you know, options out there. He's probably more suited to be a college coach. He took Baylor to go 11-1. You know, it was 2019. So, it's obviously not the sexy hire that you know you want to make or you know you're expecting, but. It's a name that, I mean, he's got a reputation in college, so we'll see what happens. I think a lot of people are buying into Aguano right now, so. And I'm kind of rooting for Sean Aguano to keep the job as, you know, the interim, be the full-time coach. We'll just see how the rest of this season goes, though.
I'm just praying it's anybody but Urban, because I've seen people say that they want Urban Meyer, and I just like, are we talking about the same guy?
Yeah, would not come here anyways, either. Yeah.
You kidding me? I don't know. ASU co-eds, man. No, jeez.
Oh, my. Anyway,
that's a good
why
point.
Why are we talking about college and Matt Rhule? This is a Cardinals podcast.
You asked if you think we should be an ASU coach. Jeez.
Okay.
What are you drinking on, Jackie? Drink more.
What am I drinking on? It's called Cosmic Waffle Belgian Style IPA from the, what is this brand, Clown Shoes? We got some weird beers out here, but it's pretty good.
Made by Johnny Venerable. That's his beer right there.
Mike B in the chat asks, yo, question for you guys. How long does Urban last at ASU? Mill Avenue would take him out within 2 weeks, he says.
Try a weekend.
Yeah,
he's
going
to go to El Jefe and die.
That guy's a scumbag. I would hate for him to. I mean, if he brings wins, more wins than fucking Herm Edwards, I think that's obvious he would. But
yeah,
yeah, I'd, I just can't see that fit. That guy is needs to get his head on straight and figure his shit out. Because what he did,
your family.
Yeah, what he did in Jacksonville, be a family man. Fucking pathetic. Yeah, I mean, I think knowing ASU fans, if they try to hire him, they'll fucking try to revolt or some shit. I don't know.
Or every co-ed will try to slide in his bed. I don't know. Sorry.
But
no, I was gonna say something about hookers, but yeah, yeah,
that's
hookers
and cocaine.
But yeah, I mean,
not far from Tempe.
I think if we have D Hop in this game, we probably win. But you know, it's the past. I mean, that's, you know, past is the past. We can't really like.
I'm drinking a Coors Light, Jackie. Thank you for asking. I appreciate it.
Oh, sorry, Mac. Yes. I know you're watching your girlish figure. You got that wedding going on.
By the way, I want you guys' like experience on this. I was watching the game on a totally legal, absolutely positively legal stream, and the game kept like rewinding to previous parts of the game. Did that happen to you guys too, or was my stream just a fucking bitch?
I think it was the stream. I have to.
It was your stream.
Yeah, damn. I used. Was it a sports surge? Is that what you used?
Oh no, I watched it on Fox on television.
No, yeah. I had the Red Zone. We'll just have the Red Zone up on my laptop and then have the games going on the TV or whatever. But that shit was doing the same thing on the Red Zone. It'd go back like the first quarter. I'm like, what the fuck? It's like almost halftime right here. Oh, yeah. It wasn't just you.
Okay. Cool. I thought I was going nuts.
Hey, and going over our pick-ems, we all picked the Cowboys over the staff fraud. So shout out to us.
Hell much yeah. Better.
We did much better this week than last week. Holy shit.
Yeah. So who ended up winning?
Oh, I'm not there yet, but
I'm
almost there.
I made the mistake of starting Jared Goff over Kyler Murray this week.
I was praying for your downfall, so I'm glad that happened.
I mean,
we should have won.
Yeah, we should have.
It's one of those like annoying things where it's just, I'm not even mad that we lost. Like, it's just annoying that we lost, but I feel like we are on the verge of something. Like, we all thought this defense was going to be absolute shit, and they're, you know, playing with, you know, they're playing for something. Yeah. And it says a lot. And, you know, I did you guys happen to catch Justin Pugh after the game? Because I guess they were, like, trying to get on the kicker, and he goes, you know, it's not just one fucking guy. Like, you see that there's leadership and there's fight in this team. And I just think we're very close to being where we want to be. And I think once D-Hop comes back, like, you know, we're going to set the league on fire. That just might be a homer take, but.
After the first quarter, we looked like a pretty goddamn good team. But those first quarters, you can't just go scoreless for five straight games and, you know, act like we're a good team. We're getting there. Like you said, I do see promise. It could be a lot worse than. You know what a lot of us kind of thought heading into the season. We, you know, you pointed to the defense kind of showing out a little bit, and in large part to Zach Allen taking that step forward. And he's done it two straight weeks from basically the first snap. He's been a factor in every sense of the word, from handling the RPOs to getting pressure on the quarterback. We're still not getting a lot of sacks, but we are seeing Zach Allen kind of stepping up. And you know, when you have J.J. Watt across from you, they can only double pretty much one of you. And more times than not, they're probably still going to be doubling J.J. So, you know, he should be – Zach, as long as he can stay healthy, knock on wood, he should be able to keep, you know, feeding himself, you know, with big games moving forward. As for the offense, it's frustrating more than anything. We heard Cliff talk about how without D-Hop, you know, they had to change stuff up over the offseason. And we just haven't seen it. It's just, whether it's on Cliff, whether it's on the offensive line, I saw Bo Bobble said Kyler regressed, and he got kind of clam-baked on that fucking tweet. But, I mean, there is something to it. There is something to it where this offense is really at its best when Kyler's mobile. And when he's not, you know, his first run is
– They keep
Yeah, his first run is in the third quarter, and the offense is hurting. You want more, you need more, but you also need him to be healthy. So it is a fine line, you know. But I do agree with you, Jackie. There's a promise, and with D-Hop coming back, you know, we can't put all of our eggs in that basket per se. But hopefully, the running back room can get a little bit healthy again, and we can kind of play a little bit more Cardinal offensive football here moving forward. Because Seattle's defense is fucking dog shit. So they've given up over 400 yards, and let's see here. In three of their five games, gave 520 yards to the Lions, 438 to an Andy Dalton fucking Saints team, Taysom Hill, last week. So this defense is definitely gettable, and this is a good time to get right. You know, should a Make-A-Wish kid script the first 15 plays? I say yes. What do we have to lose this week?
It's so nice of you to say that about me, man. I'm so glad you think I should script it.
Right? Hey. They just need to put Cliff in, like, a VR headset on, like, Madden or some shit for, like, a quarter of a game, and then he can start.
No. Have him take into a limo to the stadium, but actually have it be, like, a Scottsdale club or something.
There you go. He feels most comfortable, because this offense, I know I've said it, you know, seemingly weekly, it just looks better. It feels better when they're going with a sense of urgency and they're kind of going no huddle. And I doubt that's something that you're going to game script as an offensive head coach, but nothing else seems to be working in the first quarter. So I would love to kind of see it right from the jump, especially when you have the Seattle crowd. The Seattle crowd's going to be loud. They're going to be into it. So if you could kind of jumpstart it a little bit early without having to go in the huddle, that's kind of a, I think, really the only thing right now that can really help this offense till D-Hop gets back with its early season struggles and early in the game.
Yeah, I think this team is on the right track. Our rushing D has actually looked better than I thought it would at this point in the season. Our pass defense leaves something to be desired. But that being said about the rushing D, I am still picking up Kenneth Walker, and I'm still going to start him.
Oh, you got to pick up Kenneth Walker if he's out there. Yeah. I'm just glad he didn't start Kyle Pitts last week after you asked if he should.
Yeah,
he got ruled out. So
my week last week was fucking abysmal. I was projected to win by 14. I lost by 40.
Okay.
Yeah. Jesus.
Yeah,
football.
Yeah. Oh man, what a disaster! And it sucks too because my bench was like there was no way I could have won it even with my bench. So, but yeah.
Yeah, and the thing with the Cardinals right now too, with them being behind in games. They're leading the league in pass attempts, and that's not something you want, you know, your quarterback to be back there throwing 50-something fucking times. So they got to figure it out one way or the other. And hopefully it is a little bit, you know, our rushing offense is right about league, you know, league par, 17th in rushing yards, 15 in rushing attempts. So with Eno Benjamin, hopefully we don't need to fucking throw the ball 50 times to stay in games. Because that's never really a recipe for success, no matter who you are, what team, what quarterback you have. You never want to lead the league in most times, you know, having this. Yeah, exactly. So
I have a question. And anybody in the chat that's listening, you can answer in the chat too. We saw a lot of Jalen Hurts with the QB sneaks. Do you think that's something we need to implement into our offense?
Yes, but we never will.
Yeah, I think what we need right now is a coach who will take advantage of Kyler's success as a runner. Because I get where Cliff's coming from. He's being a very player-friendly coach, but that's not going to help us win right now. I think that we need somebody who will take, you know, take
coach
his
him hard, hug him later.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm being real impersonal in this episode, and I apologize about that, but I'm fucking frustrated, and I want this team to win.
No, and I think what you're kind of pointing to, Jackie, is not even just like the running, but like on a third and shorts or fourth and short.
Why are we trying to throw 20 yards downfield?
Right. Why are we doing fucking, you know, like reverses and shit like that or screens?
Fundamental football, it works.
Yeah, you're half a yard away. Do what they did. Line up a fucking tight end or, you know, even a fucking guard or whoever behind him. And you can push him all day. I just don't think, you know, their whole thing is they don't want these fucking 300-pound guys landing on Kyler in the middle of a scrum. And I think it's clear as day, Kyler doesn't want to run. You know, he runs when he has to. So even if you bring in a coach here who's going to dial up these run plays, Kyler's still going to be sliding before first downs, not taking the hits. Like most quarterbacks, you know, you don't want them to take punishment. And Kyler's so far on that side of the angle. It really is a fine line. Like, I really have no answer for it other than hopefully DeAndre Hopkins gets back and him and fucking Marquise Brown could tear this shit up, because goddamn.
Marquise Brown is looking.
This fan base needs solid. It.
Yeah, Marquise Brown's actually been pretty good this year. I know Ravens fans have bitched about his drops, and yeah, he's had like one or two pretty bad ones this year, but he's been really fucking solid, and I am really glad we made that trade, because there's no way we would have drafted a good guy at that spot.
The connection's there. He's very, you know, it's only going to get better once D-Hop comes back, because it's like, who are you going to cover? And then now we're finally seeing Rondale Moore, you know, not behind the line of scrimmage. I think in the second half, you actually saw him downfield more. So I would hope that this would be a lesson that those are, you know, reverses or those behind the line of scrimmage passes do not work. It only worked the one time. It was a 3rd and 17. Like, okay, you finally got one. Like, please don't ever throw it out of the playbook.
Right. Yeah, I mean, to your point, I mean, I think Hollywood's been even better than advertised. You know, he's fourth in the NFL in receptions, right in between, you know, has the same amount as Tyreek Hill and one less than Stephon Diggs. The only other people ahead of those are Justin Jefferson and Cooper Kupp. And then receiving yards, he ranks, what, fifth? The 6th. And he's in between A.J. Brown, and ahead of them is Stephon Diggs, Tyreek Hill, Cooper Kupp, and Justin Jefferson. So, I mean, yeah, there's nobody you're drafting right there, you know, the pick that we had that would be doing anything. Hell, you know, we don't fucking start first round pick. Yeah, we don't play our fucking first year picks anyway. So that guy would just be riding the pine right now. So definitely, you know, can't wait for D-Hop to be lined up on the other side of the field. And hopefully Cliff does have, you know, their game plans all schemed up and ready to go right off the gates. And, you know, that's kind of the hope.
I'm praying so, man. I said on that Sports Buffoons podcast early in the year that I thought that this team had one of the best receiving cores in the league, and that once D-Hop is back, it's just going to really be unlocked. And I pray to God that's true. This could be something really special once he's back.
Yeah, the only thing I'm seeing right here, so Marquise Brown which is, I think, the only real, you know, kind of negative that we could say about this connection so far is the first three, five. First, the top 15 guys in yards, they all have at least one catch of 40-plus yards, except for Hollywood. His longest is 26 so far this year, and that's really the only thing we can kind of nitpick about with that connection is I expected a lot more deep stuff. And when you're losing early in games, you know, teams kind of play over the top on you, like an umbrella defense, and don't really allow that.
But look at the route
tree. Yeah, and, I mean, there's some passes that I think, you know, what Bo Bob was trying to, you know, say in his tweet about Kyler regression. I feel like there have been some passes where they're a little bit more off than what we're used to. It feels like a lot of times you'll see in the past Kyler throwing off his back foot, and those are fucking dimes. It just seems right now he is just a little bit off, you know, that had Ertz wide open, and that kind of hurt. There are a couple other plays going back and rewatching where it's like, ooh, you know, you kind of not want to be throwing off your back foot so much. But, I mean, he's made it work, you know, in his career up to this point. So, but, yeah, I mean, hard to complain too much. And like you said, Jackie, with Rondale Moore, we did see a little bit more deep stuff. So hopefully that is a good sign of things to come, especially this week, because that offense is looking pretty good for Seattle. So we're probably going to have to score some points. You know, Kenneth Walker, he was a stud from Georgia. He'll be their running back, and he might even be an upgrade over Rashad Penny. So they gotta, and I know we talked about prior to the season, you know, you look at the Seahawks roster, and it felt like the one thing that they were truly missing was that QB, but that they had a decent roster all around, and You know, they're not world beaters or anything, but they're definitely a tough out offensively right now.
I know. Everybody wrote them off. The Geno Smith. You know, it kind of sucks that they're in our division because it's like a real like feel good story that I can get behind. But it's like you're also in my division, so fuck off.
Got a take about this, but I'm going to save it for the actual predictions.
Okay.
Speaking of
anything else, I wasn't anticipating being on this episode, but I didn't really like think of a big dick player of the game.
Can we have a small
Eno,
one?
Eno.
Okay. Yes, Eno, you are my big dick player of the game, and my small dick player of the game will be going to Matt Amendola.
Fucking baby dick bitch.
Yeah. Fuck you. But retarded brother.
Yeesh. All right, you guys ready for some pick'ems?
I'm ready.
All right, tomorrow night. If you thought it couldn't get worse for Thursday night football, think again. We got Commanders Bears. Who y'all got?
I'm going Commanders. Big Brian Robinson fan. Come on, boy.
Oh, you know what? After seeing his come out song to Many Men by 50 Cent, I'm a huge fan.
Wish that palm me, dog. I don't cry no more. Don't look to the sky no more.
Every day you see somebody like blame their quarterback just completely for a loss, but Rivera basically
Ron Rivera
did it.
Said, fuck this guy.
Carson Wentz is a fucking bum. It's going to be the Bears. I had a dream last week, and I think it's going to come
true.
About Carson Wentz? No, about this game. For some reason, this game was in my dream, and my dream said it would be a 7-0 game. So I'm thinking Bears 7-0.
I like it.
I mean, both their offenses, yeah. The Bears' offense is dog shit, so. It's possible. It's possible. Bobby's going Bears as well.
But getting into your Sunday slate, you got Niners Falcons opening up your day. Who you got?
I got to go with San Fran, unfortunately. I can't trust anything fucking Atlanta, Marcus Mariota.
You know, I'm going to go Atlanta. I feel like they're getting close.
Okay.
By the way, Mac, did you figure out who won Pick'ems?
I've done them all, but, you know, I'm kind of rambling a little bit. Before we finish, I'll count them up real quick, but yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm thinking Niners for this one. I don't really trust the Falcons here.
Okay.
All right, after that, you got Patriots-Browns. Who you got?
I'll go Cleveland. Nick Chubb is a fucking monster.
I'm going to go Cleveland, too. Who's the kid for the Patriots? Who's their new quarterback?
Bailey Zapp.
Okay, I'm like, I was going to say something Ziggy Johnson or some shit. Yeah, the Mac Jones lookalike. Anyways, it's going to be Brown.
Yeah, this is the Belichick Reunion Bowl. Yeah, this is... going to be a dreadful game. I think it's going to be the Browns.
All right. Sweep across the board.
All right. For this next one, we got Jets Packers. Who do you got? In Lambeau.
I'm going to say the Jets. Obviously. You know me.
No, I was waiting for it. I was letting you do your thing. No J-E-T-S. Okay.
I know, my dad's always like, I can guess how I spell it, how it's spelled.
Jets or who?
Packers.
Yeah, give me the packs.
Go, New York, go, New York, go! It's gonna be the Jets, baby. Love the Jets. They're gonna fucking win! 2 weeks in a row, the Packers lose to a New York team. Couldn't be us.
You are more excited about fucking Giants and Jets football than you ever are on this podcast about anything else. I don't know how to feel
this
about
this. This is the most enthused Will is on our show.
Because it's fucking funny. I love doing that
New
whole
New York
fucking...
teams and Matt and Carolina and Matt Rule hate.
It's like it's like that meme where it's like the guy in the pajamas and the guy in a suit. Cardinals victory, New York on television.
Oh, yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, Will, you won last week because you're... bitch ass picked the Eagles, so you got tiebreaker.
Fuck yeah! Yes!
And wins each.
Oh.
Hell yeah.
You
Look at you.
Player hater of the fucking year. Give it to me. Give it to me.
Hey.
But yeah, it's going to be the Jets. All right. Jaguars, Colts. Who do you got? Here's the key distinction. It is in Indianapolis, so it's not going to be
Jonathan Taylor sat again today. Practice. That's not a great sign.
Ryan's a fucking washed up bum. It's gonna be the Jags.
I am gonna go Jacksonville with you.
All right. This next one.
Jackie, did you pick Jags?
Yes.
All right. Sweep across the board.
This next one's probably the cream of the crop on the the 1 o'clock slate. We got Vikings Dolphins. Who you got?
Tua's not going to be in. I'm going Minnesota.
Yeah, I don't trust. I don't even know who their third string quarterback who came in was. I'm not.
Skyler or something or other or some shit.
Skyler Thompson. That's the one. Vikings. It's not 8:30 p.m. So Kirk Cousins is going to win. after that, you got Bengals Saints. You got.
That was another sweep across the board as Bo Bobbles went Vikings as well.
Right,
Saints Bengals.
In
New Orleans.
Bengals look so beatable. I'm gonna go New Orleans.
I'm gonna say the Bengals.
I don't trust Dennis Allen, man. That team is a fucking weird ass team. I've got Taysom Hill starting this week at tight end, but I don't trust the Saints. It's gonna be the Bengals.
Oh, Bobbles picks Bengals, so yeah. I will be the lone.
Actually, I was entirely wrong about what the best game of the 1 o'clock slate is. After that, you got Ravens Giants. Who you got?
The 4-1 Giants, huh?
There were people saying that they're the worst 4-1 team ever, and I was like, did you guys even watch us in 2012?
Oh my god! Didn't we start 5-0?
We started 4-0, and then we proceeded to lose every game but one.
That was bad. I remember I went back to going back to college in my associates during that time, and I had a class, this teacher, and we were 4-0, and this teacher's all talking shit. And, man, everyone's saying the Cardinals are so good. Like, watch them collapse. Watch them. I got like a heated fucking discussion with them. And then I had to sit there through the rest of the semester as he fucking laughed in my face. That was fucking awful.
That's probably one of the few justified times to do bad things to a person.
Yeah. Okay, so we got Giants who?
Giants Ravens.
I've got the Giants. Sorry, Sanders.
I'm going Baltimore. Fuck it.
Go! 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 It's going to be the Giants, baby! New York City sweep. Let's fucking do it. I am.
You fucking goon. You should be on that fucking airplane back with all those Eagles fucking fans.
Why would they be chanting New York? They're Eagles fans.
Oh, it was the accent. You put the accent on. It all sound fucking, you know, Philadelphia, New York. I can't fucking tell the accent, but yeah, they're all chanting and fucking celebrating on the plane right here. And that was the first win the Eagles have had since we opened the new stadium in Arizona. The last one was 2001 here. That sucks. I was so hoping that we would keep that.
I'm telling you,
going.
Man, that stadium name's a fucking curse. Ever since we changed the name, it's just been downhill. We should have changed it to another failed university. We should have had Trump University Stadium or something.
No, they failed when they didn't name it Pink Taco. That's sticking to it. Pink Taco Stadium.
Yep. But
Giants, so you're the only one to pick. I'm the only one to pick Baltimore. Look at you guys. Fucking Giants, fucking New York podcast over here. God damn it.
I was supposed to be in New York today. Shut up.
We'd rather have you here anyways.
After that, we got a dreadful affair. I'm going to say this is going to be 21-14. Buccaneers, Steelers. Who you got?
Bucks. Fuck the Steelers.
Yeah, Bucks. Steelers fucking trash.
Man, remember when everybody was like, yeah, Kenny Pickett, that guy's going to rule. And it's like, nah. It's going to be the Bucks. After that, Panthers Rams. Can we all agree?
Yeah.
Yes.
Rams.
There's no miracles coming out from Carolina. Unfortunately, this is
as long as Steve
Wilkes
is around.
What do you mean, unfortunately? Any day where the Panthers lose is a good day.
No, it was just against the fucking Rams in our division, bruh.
Yeah, but, you know, enemy of my enemy.
Are you even a Cardinal fan? Are we even on the same level?
No, I'm doing a bit. Fuck the Rams, fuck the Panthers. But
yep, so we got sweep across the board. Shocker.
And a game, this next one is a game that I swear to God should be the Monday night game. I don't know why this hasn't been flexed. You got Bills Chiefs at 4:25.
You can't flex games already, can you?
Was that?
No.
I don't think they don't start flexing until at least past the midway point.
But once you hear the Monday night game, you're going to wonder why this wasn't the Monday night game.
Okay. Bills who? Sorry, I'm...
Bills Chiefs.
I block you out when you start talking because I figure you're going to be talking about the Giants or Jets. So, Bills Chiefs, okay. I am going to go Buffalo. What a hell of a rematch from last postseason.
I'm telling you.
I think Patrick Mahomes has something over Josh Allen.
I'm telling you, man. Buffalo, if they keep playing the way they're playing, they're a Super Bowl team. This team is fucking magical. I think Buffalo wins. I think they go into Arrowhead and they get a win.
Oh, it's in Arrowhead? Yeah, definitely the Chiefs.
Yeah. You got excited there. Sheesh.
Buffalo.
Now I'm more confident in my pick.
Sunday Night Football. This is actually a half-decent Sunday Night Football game. I can see why they chose it this year. Cowboys-Eagles in Philly. Who you got?
Eagles.
Yeah. Make our loss look better, I guess. Philly.
Yeah.
Chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga-choo-choo. The Cooper Rush train just keeps on a-rollin'. Cowboys, come to Philly and get the dub.
Okay, you're the only Cowboy lover, too. So, everyone else pick Philly.
See, I don't remember 9/11, so that means I don't actually have any disdain for the Cowboys.
What?
I'm saying I'm like 2001, so I'm like too young to have any hate for the Cowboys.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I grew up with Cowboy fans and wife beaters and cowboy hats at fucking Sun Devil Stadium. So, yeah, go fuck themselves.
I'm ambivalent. Monday Night Football. This game is a dumpster fire, and it should have been flexed. Broncos, Chargers.
Why the goddamn Broncos again? Russell God. Wilson sucks ass.
Jesus Christ.
Anyways,
They should have changed the rules just for this game. How are you going to have this on Monday night over Bills Chiefs?
Right.
Awful.
Bullshit.
Yeah, it's good.
Jackie's gone. Time to go. Thanks, folks, for showing up.
It's going to be the Chargers.
Jackie's kids aren't sleeping very good right now. She's tired.
That's, 10 o'clock over at your guys's on the East Coast, so I don't blame you.
Yep.
But,
I'm going to say the Chargers, but all of that leads us to Sunday at 4:05 or possibly 5:30, depending on whether or not the Mariners play a game for your Arizona Cardinals versus the Pearl Jam loving, the Starbucks drinking, the fish eating Seattle Seahawks. Who do you got?
I'm going to say Cards 23-19.
23-19. Okay, I like it. I'm predicting Byron Murphy's first INT of the year.
Okay.
He's been a stud. He's been, him and Zach Allen both been playing at all-pro level, I believe, to start this season. I am also going to go Cardinals. I think this is the first game where we score at least 30 points this season. I'm going to go 34-19. Jackie, what did you say again? I'm sorry. What was the score?
23-19.
Oh, shit. 19. Okay.
So there's one key thing that everybody keeps failing to mention with Geno Smith's success as a quarterback this year. He has been doing a lot better in domes this year than he has been doing in natural turf, just outdoor games. He kicked ass at the Superdome.
He had some passes last week. I was like, is that West Virginia, Geno Smith? Like, where the fuck did that come from?
Fucking kicked ass at the Superdome, kicked ass in Atlanta, kicked ass in Detroit. All of these are, like, bad teams. I think we can agree on that. And they're also just in domes. So, I mean,
mm-hmm.
Geno Smith is coming to play against an actual halfway decent team. So I think he's going to get his shit rocked.
Ooh, I like it. Look at it. Confident Will. This could only mean bad things for the Cardinals, folks.
Geno
I'm sorry.
Smith is like Matt Stafford. He is a fucking fraud. So I'm going to say something you're not going to hear for the rest of the year. Cardinals.
We're going to win.
Well, no, you're going to hear that at some point.
Cardinals shut them out.
You're going to hear Cardinals win at some point because we still got the Falcons at the end of the year. Cardinals win 35-10.
I love it. You know, Joe, of the Cardinal Rule says that Seattle defense is bad. Last in the league. Dang, I should have changed my prediction.
I mean, you're gonna have a wide open Marquise Brown all game. You're gonna have Rondale Moore doing screens that would normally take him back 10 yards, taking it to the house. I mean, I'm starting Kenneth Walker. I am a hater, but I'm still gonna say a Cardinals win.
Yeah, the Seattle, as Joe pointed out, Seattle's defense is 32nd last in the league in net yards per passing attempt. And then they're also 32nd in the league, their defense and rushing yards given up as well. So that's not a great combination. It's definitely a good time for the Cardinals to hopefully get right, get some mojo and confidence before D-Hop gets back, and then keep it rolling from here. And, you know, we've all been saying get to 3-3 while D-Hop's out. No matter how it looks, no matter how bad it felt, get the 500. You have the whole season right in front of you still.
It will be really bad if we lose it. If it will be really bad if we lose this game, because if we lose this game, then every other team in our division is going to win, and we're going to be dead last in our division. And that is not a place you want to be at any point in the season, much less now. Right. I know it's really early to say something is a must-win game, but this is a must-win game. I think
it is.
For my blood pressure, sure.
It's
plus,
it
you
want to
be 3-3 with before D-Hop comes back.
Yeah.
And I mean, if you had told me we would be 3-3 at this point in the season, and you know we get D-Hop back, I'd be like, "Oh shit, okay, I can get behind that." I think that this team, once D-Hop gets back, is going to be unlocked, because all of a sudden you've got so many options on the field that you have to worry about, that it's going to just essentially overload teams, and I think that we're really going to be able to feast because of it.
Yeah, he's automatically going to get four eyes on him. He's going to have a cornerback on him and a safety eye on him over the top. So that right there should open it up for everyone else.
And I'm
sure D-Hop's hungry as fuck to get back. We saw that when we played tennis, or we went to Tennessee for the little mini camp, that touchdown one-handed catch he had. You guys remember that in training camp this year?
Yeah.
I think he's going to be full force, ready to go, and he's going to quiet a lot of, you know, doubters and people who've kind of been sleeping on him for, you know, this offseason. And I do think we should expect a pretty elite final 11 games from DeAndre Hopkins when he gets back in the fold.
I'm praying so, man. I really hope that we've been, like, kind of like holding ourselves back and just like restricting the offense for when he does come back. I don't know why we would do that, but like, I'm hoping that's the case, because if he comes back and we're still running like line of scrimmage screens to Rondale Moore, I'm gonna lose it.
Let's not even talk about it. We know it's still gonna happen. Let's just pretend we won't even talk about it.
All right.
All right. We all good? No.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just gonna bullshit. So yeah.
I was gonna bullshit too.
After you go first.
Oh, okay. I was just going to say, I'm low-key hoping that this game gets flexed, because 5:30 start time for me, I get to watch like majority of the game because I still have to work Sunday. Plus, one of my childhood friends is like a Mariners fan.
Yeah, the Mariners fucking rule.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, we haven't even talked about that.
But well, I told him like a year ago, and I guess he bookmarked the tweet, but I told him like a year ago, I'm like, hey man, like if the Mariners ever go on a run, like I would root so hard for them, because like I know they've been ass for like ever. And so he like, as soon as they like made the playoffs, he goes, you promise? I'm like, all right, nice. I did promise. But shout out to my childhood friend, Alec. He's a cool dude.
About?
So yeah, I'm pulling for the Mariners.
And they just have to win one, and then that game will be pushed back to what, 5:30 Eastern, you said, Jackie?
Yeah.
Houston's a juggernaut. That was kind of a, I don't know if you guys saw that ending yesterday, but that was pretty crazy. Houston's, they got a stranglehold, I feel like, on the AL this year, and it's theirs to lose. But for Jackie's sake, hopefully Seattle can at least get one of these wins, one of these next two games. So we can
yeah, I'm hoping that Seattle gets, you know, wins this series, man. They fucking need that shit, because Lord knows Lord knows their football team ain't giving it to them.
Hopefully not this week. All right, good.
I think we're good. Should we close out?
Do it.
All right, this has been another spectacular episode. My name is Will. You can find me on Twitter at Live on That Swing.
Yo, it's Mac. Thank you guys for joining us. You can find me on Twitter at AZSportsFiend. You can also kind of find me on Instagram. I think the Fantasy Football Network that we were doing got a message saying that they were going in a totally different direction. So I won't be doing those videos anymore. Maybe I'll just still be posting videos on Instagram. But yeah, you can find me there too. All AZ Cards FFN. Might just take off the FFN now since not really affiliated with them moving forward.
And my name is Jackie. You can find me on Twitter at JSanDiego. That is 2 O's, writer on AZ Sports Underground. And you can also catch me on the post-game show with the Cardinal Rule with Joe and Evan. We'll be going over the game when it's finished, hopefully at a later start time.
Hell yeah. And this has been the Redburn Red Zone Podcast, a Max Hall production. Go Cardinals. Peace out.
Bye.
Later.